Believe it or not, in the middle of this economic downturn, some businesses are still hiring. Most of them are small businesses. And as Michigan Radio's Vincent Duffy reports, they're getting some remarkably polished resumes for some pretty dirty jobs.
The outdoor pens at the Cascade Humane Society in Jackson, Michigan, are full of dogs. The shelter also has a lobby full of cats and an inbox full of resumes. Deborah Carmody is the executive director of the animal shelter, and she's very popular in Jackson right now because she can give you a job. Though it's not exactly a glamorous job, if you're hired as a volunteer coordinator here, you'll make $10 to $12 an hour with no benefits.
It's the kind of job in the past that, you know, you might get some mothers that are just looking for some extra income for the family, but we've been inundated with applications from people I never thought we'd see.
Jobs are scarce in Michigan right now. The state has the highest unemployment rate in the country at 10.6%. So when you hang up the Help Wanted sign, everybody comes running. Everybody.
They almost all had college degrees. Many of them had their master's degrees. There were two or three former executive directors of area nonprofits. The one that blew me away was we had one attorney.
That's right, an attorney. Sure, we all love to make fun of attorneys, but all that money for law school, for a job where one of the duties includes the liberal use of a pooper scooper? But here's the thing. These people desperately need a job. And in a community where there aren't that many openings for an attorney or anybody else, Carmody says it's tough to tell so many people no.
It's been really hard going through and kind of selecting and knowing there were another three dozen that aren't even going to get a chance to interview. It's heartbreaking. I mean, it really is. And particularly in a small town like this, some of these people you know, and you kind of know the situation they're in. And it's hard. It's really hard.
An hour away in Howell, Michigan, Brooke Chapel needs to hire a certified dental assistant for Healthy Dental Solutions. Now, this job requires a high school diploma, some previous experience, and pays $13,000 to $17,000 a year. They don't provide any benefits either, except, of course, dental. But Chapel says she is also flooded with applications.
I'm getting more people applying, and actually more overqualified people. I mean, I can really afford to be picky right now, which is obviously in my favor.
Chapel says if you're hiring, it's clearly a buyer's market. At first, she admits to being a bit intimidated when interviewing people who have more education or more experience than she does. But she says she's happy to hire overqualified people, even if she doesn't think they'll stick around for very long.
Like my front desk person I just hired is graduated from MSU, has no desire to work here long term. But I'll take her for now. I mean, she's more qualified than anybody else I've come across.
Back at the Humane Society, Deborah Carmody is not worried about people taking a job and not sticking around.
Even the people that are our kennel workers, the people that are scooping poop and are kind of at the lowest end of our pay scale, I haven't had anybody leave that job. And they're making, you know, $7.50 an hour.
Carmody says for most of her employees, their job at the shelter is the only money coming into their household right now. And if they did quit, she'd have a stack of resumes from seriously overqualified people to replace them. Maybe even another law school graduate. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Ann Arbor.